I'm looking and I don't see the steam coming out of your ears anymore. So is it fair to say you've cooled down at least a little bit since Monday night?
Well, hopefully everybody's kind of cooled down and is getting a little bit of rest and getting ready to come back together for hopefully a better solution than the gridlocked budget that was left by the General Assembly.
We ended with this kind of circular firing squad where there were fingers pointing in all directions, everybody trying to blame somebody else. So I guess the question is, how do we go forward from here? People have been talking about a special session, but you've made it clear that you're not going to call one unless there's some hope that something happens.
Right. We need not so much we need to have an agreement before we bother with the expense and the time of a special session. We had a compromise in the final day of the General Assembly. We had the parameters for a package that was balanced with a lot of cuts and also some revenues, and that would have allowed us to protect public education, to have been able to continue to make strides in making college more affordable for more people, and that would have allowed the city of Baltimore and other jurisdictions to continue to drive violent crime down to levels we haven't seen in our state, frankly, in 30 years. Sadly, the General Assembly adjourned instead with an all-cuts approach, which was applauded by some in the General Assembly, but it's not in the best interest of the quality of life of our people. And as you know, Bill, from covering this, I mean, the state has to set its budget in order for the counties and the local school boards and even the University of Maryland Board of Regents to set their budgets.
It's quite a house of cards. One comes down and everything falls apart.
They're all connected. Mm-hmm. And one of the difficult things, I found that as mayor, people could always follow, understand, and see pretty visibly where their dollars went. And, you know, the streets are either cleaner or they're not cleaner. It's state government. You're almost in the middle management zone, and people forget when we take our children to a county school, for example, that anywhere, or a city public school, that anywhere from 40% to 60% of that operating budget is funded by you through your state taxes. And so today, the Board of Regents will meet, for example. We're the only state that's actually made college more affordable rather than more expensive over these last years. We went 4 years in a row with 0% increase. The last couple of years, only 3% increases. But today, University of Maryland will have to consider whether to raise in-state tuition by 10 to 15%. Now, that's not a step forward. That's a step back. And I think the General Assembly understood that, which is why the majority of members were willing to support the compromise.
So who needs to talk to whom at this point to make this thing move forward?
Well, I'll be talking to and have been talking to a number of legislative leaders, and we'll be meeting with the Senate President and the Speaker within the next several days. And the breakdown occurred—
Together or separately?
Together. And the breakdown that occurred is something that can be repaired by both of these gentlemen. The Speaker and the Senate President have both accomplished some important things for our state in their many years of honorable service. And what we need to do is come together to accomplish a budget that actually moves our state ahead. You know, the damn shame of this is, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, it was a pretty good session. We passed important things on the Bay. We weren't able to get wind finally done, but we did get it out of the House. And we also got done important things on stormwater, important things on our wastewater and sewer treatment plants and upgrades there, important things on curbing septic sprawl. Now,
the gay marriage bill came through.
The marriage equality thing, we were able to come together and pass a bill that protects religious freedom and the rights of individuals equally under the law. We were two redistrictings. So,
how actively involved will you be, if that goes as it appears to be headed toward referendum, how active will you be in the campaign to support it?
Well, I'll be very active. I suspect that will go to referendum, and I anticipate we already know that the DREAM Act will go to referendum, and then there'll be the general election happening, and I'll be active in all three of those. There are important things done later on today. We'll be talking about a bill that we passed called the Maryland Innovation Initiative. You know, we now rank 9th out of 50 states in terms of our rate of job creation, but it could be even better if we could move some of these great ideas out of our number one ranked research institutions and get them into the economy where they can start new companies and new jobs. There's still too many of our people looking for work, which is also why I am glad that we passed the capital budget, which supports about 50,000 jobs, rebuilding our schools, modern classrooms, our water infrastructure. So there were a lot of good things that came out of the session, but an incomplete on the budget.
I don't know how you keep it all straight. Governor Martin O'Malley, always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks a lot. Good being with you.